For years, experts have known that if babies sleep face down, it places them at risk of sudden infant death syndrome. But now Australian researchers say they have a much better understanding about why. They've uncovered a developmental abnormality in babies linked to brain control, which for the first time has been directly linked to SIDS cases. Caroline Winter reports.
It's a sound that warms the heart. But when the worst happens, without warning or reason, it's devastating.
Looking back to that time in our life, it was definitely the most traumatic experience for both Alex and I as River's parents. He was our first child. He was extremely healthy. He was a happy little boy.
Carl Waddell's son, River, was just 4 months old when he died of sudden infant death syndrome in 2011.
That particular night, he had a little cold, but we put him down to bed. And, of course, we woke at 7.25 the next morning and thought it was unusual that River hadn't made a noise through the course of the night, and Alex went to River's cot side to discover what no parent should ever have to.
While the SIDS rate has dropped dramatically, it still claims more than 100 babies in Australia every year.
It's been awful. I mean, you sit down with families who have lost a baby and all you can say is, well, you know, I don't know.
Roger Byard is Professor of Pathology at Adelaide University. He's been working in the field of sudden infant death syndrome for 3 decades and says new research into SIDS just published in the journal PLOS ONE is a breakthrough.
This is very exciting research. I mean, we've been arguing and talking for years about why babies who sleep face down are at increased risk of dying of SIDS. And we've actually found a chemical marker that's deficient in these children, which I think explains the problem.
Researchers believe that deficient chemical marker or developmental abnormality could be behind why some babies sleeping on their front are more at risk of SIDS. The focus is on chemical substance P, which controls breathing, respiratory function, and head and neck movement. Dr. Fiona Bright is a research associate at Adelaide University.
In, I guess, a normal infant, they would be able to respond by lifting their head, crying, kind of thrashing in their sleep and alerting their parents that they may be experiencing an environment of low oxygen. But we think that because this chemical substance P in conjunction possibly with serotonin is abnormal within these infants, they don't have the drive or the ability to turn their head or neck and remove themselves from that environment. So they're essentially trapped there.
Funded by Carl Waddell's charity River's Gift, Fiona Bright spent time at Harvard University and at Boston Children's Hospital investigating 55 SIDS cases. She compared levels of substance P in SIDS infants with those in babies that had died from other causes and found substance P levels were lower in SIDS babies.
We measured the chemical level, I guess, of substance P in the SIDS children and then compared that to controls. So these are infants who have died of other causes that are not SIDS. And yeah, we found significantly lower levels of substance P, particularly in male SIDS infants compared to controls. So not only is it decreased in SIDS infants, but in boys in particular, and we know that there is a higher rate of death in males in SIDS.
Researchers don't know why the abnormality occurs, but hope future studies will lead to screening techniques to identify babies at high risk.
Caroline Winter with that report.